Well, greetings, everybody. With Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to a brand new week at Basic Gospel. Basic Gospel is, of course, a media ministry that is dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. And if you have a question about this or some other topic, why, give us a call right now at 844-322-2742. That number is good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. I thought we'd start the week today with a look at one of my favorite verses, and I know, Richard, one of your favorite passages as well. Yeah. In Romans chapter 8, verses 1 and 2, and it really speaks to the need of how Christ has rescued us from, you know, a way of life that we were trapped in and has set us free to live a new life, and the need to be established in that new way of life. You know, there, everything about faith, when we first come to faith in Jesus Christ, is foreign to us. We're not comfortable with it. It doesn't feel right necessarily. Why? Because we've been so used to our old way of doing things, our old fleshly desires, our old worldly patterns. I mean, that's what defined us, that what shaped us, that's what identified us, and now we've been ripped out of that, and we've died in Christ, we've been raised to walk in the newness of life. And so when we first get in this newness of life, you know, some of those old ways of thinking are still going to plague us. They're going to haunt us. They're going to tug at us. Those old desires of the flesh are still there, and they're still beckoning us to come and give in. And so we feel guilty when we were even tempted to move in that direction. You know, Christians don't do that. So we need some assurance. We need some comfort. We need some, you know, help to say, hey, you're right where you need to be. It's okay. Let's continue moving forward. And that's what this passage gives us. Romans 8, verses 1 and 2. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So we were once in Adam. We were lost. We were dead. We followed the ways of this world. We lived to gratify the desires of the flesh. That's what life was before Jesus. BJ, as we can say. Before Jesus, we were just a mess. And now we're in Christ Jesus. Well, in Christ Jesus, there's no condemnation, none whatsoever. We were condemned, we were under condemnation in Adam, but now we're in Christ, and in Christ there is no condemnation. And here's the reason why: for the law of the Spirit of life has set you free from the law of sin and death. So we were entrapped, ensnared. We were behind the bars of sin and death.
Yeah.
That's where we were. That's condemnation. Well, the law of the Spirit of life has opened up those prison doors and has released us, has set us free to live a brand new life. And in this new life, there's no condemnation, and that's good news.
Sure.
And
is.
Boy, if more believers actually believe that, actually lived as if that was true, because it is true. Mm-hmm. It really is. But boy, when we do something wrong, when we sin, when we give in to those desires of the flesh, we let our minds go back to the old way of thinking about God. And so we hide, we're fearful, we're scared to death. But here's this passage that reassures us. There's no condemnation for you because you are in Christ. And the reason you are in Christ is because the law of the Spirit of life has set you free, has taken you out of Adam, and has placed you in Jesus. Now, you need to let your roots grow deep into Jesus.
Yes.
And as those temptations come, as those desires of the flesh continue to tug at you, you can say, hey, that's not me anymore. It used to be, but not anymore. And you can allow this grace of God to teach you to say no to those things and to equip you and empower you to live in this new life as a child of God. It's great news, isn't it, Richard?
Oh, it is. The fact that the Spirit teaches us to say no means that this life of no condemnation is a life of strength. If we had to behave first, we would never get anything. But Jesus gave us first and then says, let me show you how to live. I mean,
yes.
Talk about moving from victory to victory, from faith to faith. This is why it's possible, because there is no condemnation.
Right, yeah. Right. So this is the good news. We've been rescued. We've been taken out of that place of darkness. We're in the light. Now let's let the Lord Jesus teach us how to live as children of light.
That's a good idea.
I think so.
Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad that you're with us. If you have a question, give us a call, friends, 844-322-2742. A quick reminder that with your gift to Basic Gospel this month, you'll not only help us to keep the good news coming, but if you make that gift by the 31st, now a couple of 3 days only remaining, well, you're going to receive our brand new book called The Basic Gospel. It'll help you make sure that you have the basics down and be able to grow and mature in the love and grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and help others at the same time. Just click donate at basicgospel.net or phone your gift to 844-322-2742. Again, that's 844-322-2742 or at basicgospel.net. Once again, if you have a question, give us a call at that same number, 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. I just wanted to comment on this book, The Basic Gospel.
Yeah.
When I joined our staff back in 1982, my first 6 months were just a time of training. So I buried my head
in
the Word of God. And we had little booklets way back then. And each little booklet was on one of the truths that we have written in this new book, The Basic Gospel. So I learned about Jesus. Who is Jesus? And I learned that Jesus is God. And I learned from that I can trust him, that when he says that I'm forgiven, that my sins have been forgiven, I can rest in that. I believe it's true. Why? Because Jesus, who is God, said so. And if he wasn't God, it would be a different story. But because he is God, he's not going to lie to me. And his word is authoritative. So if he says my sins are forgiven, guess what? My sins are forgiven. I looked at the grace of God, just verse after verse after verse on the grace of God and the new covenant and the finished work of Christ, the cross, and this new identity that we have in Jesus. So I spent just hours and hours and hours poring over these wonderful truths. And it set the course for my life. And so that's what this book is all about. It can set the course for your life as you take a deep dive into these essential truths of the Christian faith. These aren't elementary truths. This is the gospel. I mean, there's no higher message. There's no more important message than the gospel itself. And so you get established in this gospel, I guarantee you, your life is going to be different in a good, good way.
Yeah.
So that's why we've put this book together, and that's why we want you to have it as a resource. It's something for you personally. It's something that you could gather a group of people together and say, hey, let's study through these scriptures. And I think as you do, your group will just be transformed.
Yeah.
So it's a wonderful resource. Don't miss this opportunity to get it.
Yeah. With your gift before the end of the 31st, well, we will be sure you get a copy of The Basic Gospel. Again, just click donate at basicgospel.net or call 844-322-2742. As a matter of fact, that's what Christian did, and he posted a question. Let's listen to that question right now.
Hi, my name is Christian, and as my name is, recently became Christian no more than 3 months ago, and I'm going through the toughest time in my life, and I would like to find out what book should I start reading to trying to gain more strength, faith, and hope from Jesus. Thank you.
I think that's the right questions to ask.
I think so, and Christian, welcome to this new life in Christ, and welcome to the new covenant, and welcome to the body of Christ. It's so wonderful that you heard the good news about Jesus and your heart responded in faith. So you were saved by grace through faith in Jesus. And, to grow, to really gain a solid foundation is to really take a look at that grace of God. What does the grace of God actually mean? What did the grace of God actually accomplish for you as a person? And as we talked about, at the top of the hour, the first thing it did is it took you out of Adam and placed you into Christ. So once you were lost, once you were spiritually dead, now you're fully alive in Jesus Christ. And because you're fully alive in Christ, there's no condemnation for you. So that's something that you can say thank you for. You can, in the midst of whatever you're going through, and it sounds like it's a tough time and you need hope. Well, here's the hope. There's no condemnation for you. This trial, this tribulation that you're going through, it's not a statement of God's love for you at all. God loves you, and he shows you in the fact that there's no condemnation. So you cling to that truth. You say thank you for that truth, and you'll be standing on solid foundation that when this trial comes to its end, you're still standing.
Yeah.
And that's what hope is all about.
Yeah,
words from you, Richard?
Yeah, it's so typical, and I don't know what your background is, Christian, but it's so typical that as soon as someone says, "Oh, Jesus, I'm so glad that I met you," Satan gets out the big guns and starts firing all weapons, broadsides, trying to do anything to get our eyes off of Jesus. He can't take your salvation, but he tries everything in his incredibly large arsenal to get our eyes off of Jesus. And so if there are things that you're overcoming because of your past, whether it was teaching or behaviors or whatever it was, Satan is going to keep bringing those things up to you. And he's going to try to make you feel like, oh man, I must have been faking it the whole time. You know, here you are 3 months in and I thought Christianity would be better than this. Don't listen to those lies. Pay attention to this no condemnation, because what you're feeling is condemnation, and other people may be trying to heap condemnation on you. Maybe your family doesn't like the fact that you became a Jesus follower. That's a hard thing, but Jesus is stronger than your family. This will pass. You'll either get along with them or they'll quit talking about it altogether, but whatever it is that you're going through, the grace of God is sufficient. And, give us a call during office hours or whatever if you want to talk to us about anything specific, specific issues. I'd recommend, if you haven't already, read the Gospel of John. Just sit down and say, Lord, teach me who you are. Read the Gospel of John and just let your mind explode with the reality of who Jesus
is.
Those
wonderful statements that Jesus makes about himself.
Yeah.
Recorded in the Gospel of John, the I am statements. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness. I am the gate. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the vine.
Yeah.
All of these wonderful things about Jesus are statements from him, about him, that says, I am the answer to the deepest need of your heart.
Yeah.
And so if the world is trying to tug you back, if something else is going on to try to push you in a different direction, let these statements about Jesus really grab your heart.
Yeah.
And say, this is where I stand in Christ and in Christ alone.
Absolutely. Well, I think those are truths, of course, that have found a place in Laura's heart, and she left a message over the weekend, and let's listen to that call right now. It's a really sweet call.
My name is Laura. I was talking about praying, and in the Bible it says, those who are forgiven much love much. Well, I'm 61, and I was saved 4 years ago, And I am so grateful for the peace of God and all the gifts that he gives and how much he loves me, and to know that. I talk to him all the time. I have to. He chooses my friends. He chooses where I go. I can't live without him. I love him. He's my friend. He's everything to me. I just wanted to say that and share that about praying, about talking to God, to talking to Jesus, and just being grateful to him. And that's all. Have a good day. God bless.
What a sweet call.
Absolutely.
And I just love that heart of gratitude. I think that's the one thing that shows the genuine nature of faith more than anything else. When somebody is saying thank you to God for what he's accomplished for them in Jesus, they've really responded to what to Jesus. They've really received Jesus. And as she said, you know, he who has been forgiven much is loved much. She came to Christ later in life. That's usually not the case.
Yeah,
you know, I think statistically, you know, most believers have come to Christ before they're 20. But that, there's outliers,
yes.
And that doesn't mean that once you pass 20, you're hopeless, as Laura's story and testimony tells us. But, Laura, thank you so much for calling. We love hearing that heart, and we pray that you just continue in that attitude of gratitude. That's going to be infectious. People are going to take notice, and they're going to say, what's different about you? And you'll have that opportunity to give an answer for the hope that is within you. And the fact that you are saying thank you is evidence that there is hope within you.
Yeah.
And his name is Jesus, Christ in you, your hope of glory.
She may be 61 chronologically, but 4 years in Christ, it has made a difference for her.
Yes, indeed.
We'd love to hear from you, friends. Give us a call, 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Brad is watching us on our Facebook feed today, and we're so grateful for the audience that's growing there, all the folks that tune in and watch us through Facebook Live. There's also YouTube Live, so there's two ways to watch us every day, not only hear, but watch. And Brad is watching, and he asks this, can you expound on how you can live on the Adam timeline or the Christ timeline, but you can't live in both, and you can't go back and forth? Growing up in a legalistic background, it is still hard for me to grasp sometimes, even though I know where I stand. You know, timeline, that's one thing. We're bound by time.
Yes.
And so we came into this world at a specific point in time, and we're going to go out of this world at a specific point in time. And somewhere in between, Christ's life intersected with ours and became our life.
Yeah.
So what that did was took us out of Adam. It didn't take us out of a timeline type thing. It took us out of a family, out of an entity called the family of Adam, so to speak. So he was the family head, and so everything that happened to Adam after the fall, we inherited.
Yes.
It was passed down. That was part of the DNA, so to speak. So Adam, you know, was dead. We've come into this world dead spiritually, but when that life of Christ intersects and becomes our life, then we're moved out of Adam and into Christ. Mm-hmm. And so we live this Christ life, or Christ lives through us in time and space, but it points to, an eternal life. We know that there's something beyond what we see in this physical world. And so that's our hope, that when we die, we're going to be absent from the body and present with the Lord, and that we're going to receive resurrected bodies. And so when that happens, we're going to be with the Lord forever. There's going to be this new Jerusalem that comes down. So we're actually, you know, not heaven bound. We're New Jerusalem bound.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's here on earth. And God is going to dwell with us forever. Now, that's how God designed it. Sin interrupted that, and it's all restored in even more glorious form in Christ. So that's our answer to that. Richard, do you have any thoughts?
Well, we get to live. I mean, the phrase that is used is the now and the not yet. We do live in time.
Yes.
But we have the infinite God living inside of us, the eternal God that is not bound by time. So every time the Holy Spirit impresses you with something, that's an impression from eternity.
Yes.
That is a truth from eternity, and eternity supersedes time. That's why we can learn to walk by the Spirit instead of being forced to walk by the flesh. And so God has even taken care of letting us know, even though we're in time, that he in eternity already has us there with him. He's got our back, our front, our everything. And we can't lose.
Yes.
We belong to him.
That's amazing.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to our phone lines and talk with Brian, listening to us in Dallas on The Word. Hi, Brian.
Brian.
Hello there. I really love you guys. You cut through so much clutter. It's a real blessing to hear your program. I just had a question real quick about Romans chapter 8, when it says there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. And then it says, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And I'm wondering, is that a qualifier or is that a descriptive term for a Christian?
Well, it would be a descriptive term. And that's what Romans 8 will unpack for us through that entire chapter. So if you're in the flesh, you're lost, you're dead, you need to be saved. If you're in the Spirit, you are saved. So those are locations, so to speak. So we've been rescued out of that realm of the world, the flesh, and the devil, and we have been placed in the realm of Christ, of the Spirit. And now we are led by the Spirit of God because we're children of God.
Yes.
Right. I think it's a tremendous blessing to touch on that, because a lot of people who read that and they think, oh, so if I'm not walking in the Spirit, then that means that's a qualifier. In other words, that's been something that I've looked at and pondered for quite some time. Although I understand exactly what you're saying because I've experienced it and do, thank you, Jesus, but that could possibly put a lot of people in bondage if they didn't understand it's a description. It's describing, as you say, unpacking, so to speak, what's going on in the spiritual realm.
Right.
Because they see it as a qualifier.
Yeah.
And
well,
here's
the rub on that phrase as well, is that phrase is only seen in later manuscripts. So the earlier manuscripts, those manuscripts dated closer to the time of the apostles, does not include that phrase. So someone added it at a later date, and they probably added it as a qualifier, but when it flows into the context of the chapter, it really is a descriptor. It's just
right.
Describing.
But as a qualifier, it doesn't make sense because
no, it doesn't.
You know, what you said a few minutes ago, Jesus goes into your past, forgives you of your sins, but then he does something even more wonderful. He goes into your future.
Yes.
You know.
That's exactly right.
And you know, and as Christians, we suffer sometimes for our sin here, but that's here, you know, that's the...
Yeah, and that's just a consequence of sin itself. That's not a condemnation from God. So,
absolutely.
Brian, we're almost out of time on the broadcast. Sure appreciate your call, and I thank you for making that really important point.
Yeah,
once you're in Christ, you're in Christ. You're in the Spirit. And that's the good news of the gospel.
That is indeed. Well, we're out of time for this edition of the gospel. Bob and Richard and I say thanks for being with us. We'll be back tomorrow, and I hope you'll join us. Bye-bye.